Visible is a wireless carrier that is not invisible. It is pretty clear from the name. Actually, radio waves are invisible. And I can say this with authority as a licensed amateur radio operator. That being said, Visible won't be giving you the power to see light outside the visible spectrum. It's actually way better because having that ability would make getting around very difficult and distracting. What you do get with Visible is unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You get one line of wireless, just $25 a month, which is great in these times of economic uncertainty. That is one line for $25, taxes and fees included. So whatever you're doing at this moment, please stop. Switch immediately. Now, monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Wir gerne sehen, was ist los? It's deinen Freund, Seth. I'm learning German. Yeah, in case you didn't know what that was. That is me trying to impress you with the little German that I know. Right now, I am actually learning German. I took it in high school. I goofed off the entire time. I did some other language learning apps. They taught me things like where the taxi stand is and how to find a bus, but not a lot of conversational German. Thankfully, that's what Babbel is all about. Babbel teaches you language conversationally, which, let's face it, that is what you want to know anyway. I don't know. When I was in school, you learned like how to count. You learned like the colors. You learned the shapes. Those are all important things, but they don't help you when you're in like Cologne, Germany with Ein Nierenstein, which, by the way, is German for kidney stone, an experience I can unfortunately speak personally to. But I've been using Babbel to learn to speak German again, better than I have before. I actually really like it because it is conversational. It's a little bit more relaxed. One of the things that it does that I really like is it'll sometimes show you what the literal English translation is. And I don't know why, but I find that very helpful in sort of understanding the structure, the grammar of a language and sort of putting myself into that mind space. Since I'm only in Germany for Gamescom, which is like a week, week and a half, I'm not immersed in the German language. I'm not immersed in German culture. So what I do is the second best thing. I'm taking Babbel. Hopefully this year when I go to Germany, I'll be able to impress all the Germans with how much German I know from learning through Babbel. The app has pronunciation recognition, so you'll be able to learn how to speak better with your accent, how to actually properly pronounce the words. That way you won't get made fun of by a group of older German men because you said apple strudel and not Apfelstrudel. No, it's really cool. I'm going to say right now there is a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, because you guys are the best ones, by the way, at babbel.com/realm. Get 60% off at babbel.com/realm. That is spelled babbel.com/realm. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everybody. This is Nintendo Video Chat Podcast, kind of. We're here to talk about E3 and Animal Crossing and
excitement!
Yeah, excitement. We're gonna do this amazing thing what we do every year, where we take a big quiz and we ask questions, and then afterwards we grade each other on how close our predictions were to E3. So here in the room with me, it's Per Schneider. I'm Sam Claiborne, and Cousin McDonald is here. From
hello.
The,
oi!
UK.
Oi, oi, apparently.
And Audrey Drake is here.
I'm here to tell you once again what's going up at E3 before it happens.
That's right. And we're actually playing Animal Crossing live. Brendan is going to be showing us his town, and then he's going to go into our towns using the online share feature extraordinaire. It's really, really cool, actually. We'll get to that. But first, I wanted to go into our contest rules a little bit. There's not actually any rules. There's just five questions.
Make them up as you go.
Six questions that we all asked each other and that we've all been asking for many months now about this upcoming E3.
Yeah.
So we all have a piece of paper in our hands and we answered. And I'm going to grade these very carefully.
He has stickers and everything.
Audrey's Yeah, Audrey's won before.
But that's because she makes safe bets. She's like...
No, Sam, I think I've misunderstood the game because mine are all joke answers.
That's yeah, mine are jokes too. It's
oh,
okay.
Good. I've not misunderstood. Do I get points for those?
I've seen yes. people with joke answers get really, really darn close.
That's yeah. true. I think Brian did really
But if
really
you have
well
real games that you predicted, then that'd be interesting. I see one there.
I've got once, three real games, yeah.
I once predicted that
so
they would
first
make
about this
a
first
3D
column.
Handheld. And it was, no. Yeah, it was totally
And look
ridiculous.
What they've done.
Handler. I remember you, was that your really close joke prediction? Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't a joke. I thought they'd make a 3D handheld.
Oh, 3D
but
handheld.
But then
okay.
it didn't come true that year, and everybody's like, you're so stupid. Mm. Yeah.
But then somebody wrote us much later and said, hey, Pear was actually right about this. Right?
Look, that's what I think I'm probably always right. You just have to wait 20 years for every prediction.
Let's not jump to crazy conclusions, Pear.
So while we're talking about the five unannounced games that will be shown at the Nintendo Direct, because you know they're not having a conference, Brendan, why don't you hop over to Audrey's town so she can show you around a bit?
Are we all going to join Audrey?
We are.
All right.
You guys don't
we
have
are.
To play.
Hi,
you can
I'm
just let Brendan
here.
Play if you want. But anyway, so
Wait,
the
I'm
first question that we're asking each other about Wait. What's going to happen at E3 this year is: are there going to be unannounced games? And if there are, what are the five unannounced games that will be shown
open
at the Nintendo Direct?
Game.
And again, they're not having a press conference this year. They're just showing a video. So really, you know, it's not as exciting as the you know when the lights
no,
go down
go
at the
Coolsville.
End of the conference
don't
and then and they wheel out you know Shigeru Miyamoto on a
well.
On a,
It
I don't
means
know, a circus float. I don't know.
But it's kind of like a press conference. It's just pre-canned, right? I mean, it's they're marching out in video. It doesn't have that instant feedback of people cheering and everything, so it'll feel different, but they can pack the same amount of news and announcements into a broadcast like that.
That's true. So what five unannounced games will we show on the Nintendo Direct for any system? Audrey, you're the expert here.
All right.
And I'm saying that only because you won a contest last year.
Let her go
year.
First so we can copy all
yeah.
the
That's true. Page. I said Zelda for Wii U.
Yeah.
But no, this is unannounced games.
Well, they haven't said.
Okay, you're gonna have to change that one.
What?
They have. Oh, wait.
It's not unnamed games. It's unannounced.
They haven't announced Zelda.
They haven't really
though.
Yes, they have.
Oh,
they
yeah,
said
of course
there was a new
have.
Zelda coming to Wii U.
They said it's going to be at E3.
Not oh. Zelda. No.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
They didn't say Zelda. Was...
Well, it's not an unannounced game, though, is it? Never mind.
They maybe didn't say it was going to be at E3. But they said we're working on a Zelda game. And it has. No, and they said that we're thinking about not making it linear. And they said, we're thinking about our online options. Remember? Those are three facts that we know about the next Zelda game. You can look it up in the IGN Zelda
Okay,
HD
so we can't predict that. We can't predict Mario and Zelda then. Because
no,
both.
Those have been
okay,
announced.
Fine.
Okay,
we'll have to make up a new
our
one.
Answers. Okay,
maybe Sam should go first
you can
first,
play it
then,
safe and,
yeah,
and choose announced games.
So
okay, I'll go first, all right?
So
I got Star Fox, motion-controlled space fighter for Wii U, where you're actually going to be like turning around.
Okay,
the
my first guess is Star Fox.
That was my first guess.
I saw that. I saw Skezza's and I copied hers. My second one is Pikmin on 3DS. And I'm predicting specifically Pikmin 3 on the 3DS. I think they're holding off just so they can put Pikmin on the 3DS. Just for
Do you think that'll come out this year as well? Or?
I don't know when it'll come out.
Ooh, Money Rock.
And then I got Pokemon Snap for Wii U, where you hold up. I've been playing Game & Wario. And in Game & Wario, there's this fun game where you hold up a gamepad and snap pictures of these people in an apartment complex. And like the gamepad's actually zooming in on them. It's actually really fun. That would be an amazing Pokemon Snap. Then I got four to Dr. Mario sequel.
Nice.
Something. I'm thinking Wii U, but maybe for 3DS, but it'd be cool to kind of like, you know, have a multiple people tapping around a, you know, Dr. Mario game. Okay, and then finally I have Metroid for Wii U. Just teased, though. No information
Brendan's
at all. Just kind of showing a
He's
menu.
Just
hey, you got a
off
centipede.
Bugs. Why are you showing off bugs? We don't want to see your bugs.
You know, interestingly, that
Ew.
Centipede, you have to get that by hitting
He's
rocks
putting
in your
bugs
town.
In my town, Sam. Make him stop.
And by the way, we have full bug and fish lists up already.
The wiki, the IGN wiki for this game is incredible.
Yeah, nobody
so
else has any
really
information on
it.
And then if they do, it's in Japanese. So be sure to check that out. Anyway, so those are my answers. Who's got real answers to follow me with?
Kaz, good. I can make them up on the fly.
I was new Star Fox for Wii U. I also had.
Gotcha.
New Metroid. I'm gonna go with Hunters 2. Metroid Prime Hunters, which
for
is
3DS.
FPS on DS. Yeah, I think they're gonna. Nice. Well, this is unlikely, but why not? Call of Duty on a Nintendo system.
Okay.
Maybe.
But like maybe like specified for the Wii U. Like.
Okay, let's go for Wii U. I don't think this will happen. But let's go for Wii U. A Miyamoto cycling simulator. Because Miyamoto is not allowed to cycle to work anymore because he's too valuable. Mm-hmm. So I reckon he'll channel that love for cycling into a new video game. Like the one in Wii Sports Resort, but I reckon it will be
a downloadable.
And by cycling,
she means riding a bike, which is, they call it cycling.
What do you call it?
Bike riding.
Yeah.
Okay, bike riding. sim.
I will also ride a bike. We call it riding.
I will accept this as a mini game and anything else.
That'd be really funny if
Leave
they had
Apple
some
alone,
like him
Brendan.
Wheeled
she
out
didn't
on a
do
bike.
Anything
yeah.
to you.
I would think also new Wii Sports.
Wait, guys, hold the phone. Is that Tiger that just walked down that bridge?
Yeah.
Is that Tibble?
What?
That's Leonardo.
Oh, Leonardo. Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like I have a character in this game that was in my original Animal Crossing game named
oh,
Fang.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, people on this podcast have probably heard me talk about how sad I was when Lobo left my Wild War town. He moved in here thanks
wow,
to the campsite.
Amazing.
I saw him in the campsite.
Yeah, so there's
and
a campsite where random animals appear every day or nearly every day, and you can ask them to move in your town.
Yeah. Now
you
my life is
you
complete again.
You just have to bug them like crazy.
Yeah,
and then they give you a little quiz.
You have to have fewer than 10 residents in your town at the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right, Keza, so keep on going. You got one more.
Was it?
No, I'm done.
Okay, you're done.
Can I go before I forget the two that I quickly added?
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
So I do think they're going to show Advance Wars for the 3DS.
Oh, Advance Wars.
That would be amazing.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's about time.
Well, on the heels of Fire Emblem, too, I think that just people
Look
just
at my
love that
awesome
game
house,
so much.
Brendan.
Yeah, and I feel like they want to build up their roster of characters so that they can, you know, put them into future Smash Brothers games.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they want to bring back some of the characters and build them up.
If only they had that much planning and foresight.
Well, you know. And then the second thing, I think there'll be Earthbound Collection finally on the 3DS.
Oh,
and
God.
I do think they'll have a translation of the last game.
Okay.
And
Mother 3.
It's just like so many fans ask for it. It seems ludicrous that such a small amount of work that they wouldn't undertake that and actually do it. Because it is easy to translate these games.
Mm-hmm.
You can hire an outside studio, which does not affect Nintendo's pipeline. There's got to be an Earthbound Collection.
Yeah.
Then I think there'll be the retro action game, which is I'm not going to name, but it's not going to be Metroid. I do think there'll be a retro action game. That is not Metroid.
Will it be an established Nintendo franchise or something new?
I think it'll be new. And then, I'm still hoping there'll be a Metroid, but I'm not going to call that one because that's a boring prediction. I'm going to say there's a Fire Emblem Adventure spinoff, that they are going to take Fire Emblem into the action, more the action-adventure genre, because those characters are well-established, they're awesome, the universe is great, it's time for them to take that somewhere. I hope it's not a third party like a Tecmo creating a simple battle game or something, but I do think they're going to take Fire Emblem somewhere else, which is awesome. I mean, I love Fire Emblem, and you know, obviously Fire Emblem X is on the roster, so there's nothing on the Wii U announced though, so maybe that's where I'll go. And then I think it's time to do F-Zero. F-Zero was a prominent feature in Nintendo Land, and we haven't seen one in a while. And
get the rearview mirror in the gamepad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those features, right? But like maybe you assemble your car on the touch screen or something cool,
sure.
Or your racer. So that's it.
Hey Audrey, why don't you show? Why don't you lead Brendan around, because Brendan's screen is what we're all seeing here,
yeah,
and show him some of the
follow me
the
nice
features that you built in your town, because I think
all
this
right,
is like
so
my favorite thing they added to Animal Crossing.
First,
so since you're a mayor,
we'll
you can
yeah.
build features in your town, and only based on what the
up.
Animals kind of recommend,
yeah.
And then there's some default ones. So here's
so
your
here's
campsite.
The campsite. No one's here right now. Just randomly, you'll have someone show up with a tent. It's funny, because during the winter, it's actually an igloo. And they have a big pot of stew in the middle.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so if you build the campsite, which I highly recommend everyone do as soon as they can, then basically random villagers will show up to your town. And if you have a free spot, if you have fewer than 10 villagers living in your town at the time, you can actually invite them to live in your town. So what I've found is that after I built this, I'm no longer getting like the recycled trash from my friends' towns who've moved out, or just random characters.
But I got that. I got a crappy character that moved from your town into mine.
Who'd you get?
Stupid mouse.
Who's the guy with a mole?
But yeah, basically, you get to handpick your villagers, which is really great.
I have a really right. important question. Do you know the
show the other stuff, Audrey?
Hey, hold on. The writing on that sign, has anybody ever embarked on the process
the
of trying to translate those into trying to make
sense of
that language?
Do you think
it's
the same
language?
Text from
no.
Zelda?
Ooh,
Hylian.
Yeah.
Has anybody done it? If there are any viewers, listeners out there who
right,
have,
well, you guys
please email
one.
Brendan.
So that she, one of the villagers asked her to make that Zen
okay,
bell.
Here, yeah,
that
here's
is?
A Zen bell. I've actually recently been asked to make a Zen garden too, so I'll make
so
that.
So there's
too.
Really random stuff they ask you to make. Like in my town, they've asked to make a stone tablet. It's just this creepy piece of, you know, granite.
That's what, yeah, someone asked me to make Stonehenge, and it's in the process of being built. I'm really excited for that. Here's my fountain.
Hey, that's an optional thing you can build.
Amazing
and
fountain.
So I have a perfect town rating right now, and
nice.
I'm very proud of it.
How do you see your town rating?
So you go to the mayor's office and you just talk to the person there and ask for citizen satisfaction.
Here's my town. If you want to press up on the D-pad, Brendan, you can take a look at my castle. You can change the outside of your house, not just to customize like your fence and the door and the mailbox and everything, but you can also change just the way it looks. So I made mine a castle.
Here's what I think of your castle.
But so it used to be...
Okay,
so Everyone watch this. It's the best thing ever, if I can get it going, which... is now questionable.
Well, so there, and while she's doing this,
there we go. Okay,
there is
look,
the
Shrunk Shuffle.
Oh, nice.
If you learn all of the emotions from Dr. Shrunk, you get to learn this, and it's the best thing ever. It makes me happy.
Right.
So, with a perfect count status, they allow you to do a couple things. Like, you can build this, you know, special flower clock, and you can change your mayor's office
house,
to be all
Brendan,
crazy like
you know
her
you
house.
Want to. Do it.
Audrey, do you have any other town features to show off?
People need to see.
Have you got a coffee shop?
Yeah, I do. The Roost.
How'd you
that's
get a coffee shop?
That's a public works project. It opens up. One day you'll go into the museum. It's after you've already built the second floor, mm-hmm. or it was for me. And Blathers will be all sad and he'll be like, yeah, I have this friend. He's sort of down on his luck, but it would be great if he could, you know, start anew in a fresh town, start a new business.
Why?
And so then you can build
why
the Roost.
Can't
so,
Metroid crawl?
Yeah. Yeah, why can't Metroid crawl? It's because Audrey has all of them.
All right,
so you can get these little fortune cookies every day for walking with your 3DS.
Yeah, we've
based
been obsessed with them
sensor.
In the office because
and,
you get all these Nintendo
you buy
items.
Them at the Nook shop, and then you can trade them in for fortunes, and then they give you Nintendo items. And now you can get the same Nintendo items, so, you know, a couple days I've gotten
yeah,
coins.
Yeah, the middle
and
is my
annoying.
Nintendo room.
So now everybody in the office has this kind of trading syndicate where we're all trading for
that's
each
my
other's
room.
Stuff.
You can tell you're a Nintendo addict where when you're seeing a room with coins in it that it,
and you
it's almost
get
unbearable
them.
That
exactly.
you can't pick them up. I was looking at you guys, yeah. I'm like, pick up
I
the
know.
Coins.
The exact same way, yeah.
Just
so not all these are Zelda things.
That in the middle there is actually a mannequin that ooh, I dressed with Link's
nice.
Clothes.
That's
looks
so
like
cool.
in the Link to the Past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes the sound so from cool. the beginning
and,
of Link to the
you
Past.
And you can take
it's
pictures
amazing.
At any time in Animal Crossing of your game, and it goes in your SD card. You can just throw it right on your computer. And I have a bunch of Audrey's pictures, and there's all these creepy ones of her kissing that mannequin. So.
Oh, Audrey,
those were
so weird.
Those were in there? I didn't know. I deleted those.
I want to hear Audrey's predictions, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you had to
give
make
us five
up.
Games
yeah, so,
while you stand in your room of gold.
I'm make some of them. I agree with you, Star Fox. It's been too long. That's probably going to happen. I think Retro is making Metroid. I think it's going to come to Wii U. They're just the perfect studio to show off what the Wii U can do in terms of graphics, so I think they would be a perfect fit for that, and I think everyone wants it, so they're going to do that.
But Wii U or DS?
For Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love a 3DS.
Because, like,
one,
where is our 3DS Metroid? Right?
Yeah,
I would love
that
so much,
that.
But I imagine it's going to be for Wii U to show off the new hardware. I think they're going to have at least one Wii U party game for the casual audience. Hopefully, it'll be mostly hardcore games. This is probably a long shot, but I'm hoping Sakura Samurai 2 for the eShop. That was a great downloadable
yeah,
game. I'd love a sequel to that.
Look up that review Audrey did it. Sakura Samurai.
Yeah, it's a really good game. Not many people talk
title.
About, but yeah.
I never played that.
It's really good. Right. Yeah.
It's
I
a nice
have a code. I'll send you a code. Cool. And my last guess is not one game, but I think they're going to finally announce GBA games for the 3DS eShop, so they'll announce like Minish and all those games are coming.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So next on, I like this arcade. It's really cool.
Yeah, that room needs direction, but it's just a bunch of...
Oh,
that
look,
room needs
you,
direction, Audrey.
You full captain.
It looks thanks, like my cause. Real house with all the arcade machines.
You must have the most amazing Happy Homes rating.
Well...
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of gifts from them in the mail.
Is that a I've Mario fighting game shots. There?
Of
yeah,
course.
That's actually from the very first Animal Crossing.
Oh, go touch the crane
machine
too. It actually
Mario
goes
Luigi
and like, picks
maybe
something
that's,
up.
Maybe that's what they're announcing is the Mario versus Luigi game.
Right.
It only has those two characters, but.
So speaking of the big M, what's yeah, super? So the next question on our list. So that was only the first question. With what five unannounced games will be shown? The next question is what's Super
oh, there's
Mario
my
for Wii U
on the right there.
Called? Actually
spewing
called.
Water in my
I don't think
basement.
You're gonna be get Audrey to listen to you. If
yeah.
you
hi,
have a
Sam.
We need to get out of Audrey's house.
Okay.
Get out of Audrey's house.
Actually,
break
go to Kez's town.
Okay, I'll stop watching so he can
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. So what's Super Mario for Wii U actually called?
Super Mario Universe.
Super Mario Universe.
I have
Super
that too.
Mario Universe.
I have that too. Andrew Goldfarb claims Galaxy 3.
No.
And
no.
I have a feeling that if Nintendo can botch this, they will. But because Super Mario Universe is so good.
Yeah.
Like
especially
I
because it's
it.
All
you
gonna be about Miiverse integration.
Yeah.
Right?
What will Shigeru Miyamoto demonstrate, reveal, or dress up as on video?
I've
for the
got
C3?
That he will be a Pona and Iwata will ride in upon his back.
Okay.
I've guessed he'll reveal Zelda for the last, like, 3 years, so I'm going to go for he's going to reveal the new Mario for Wii U. Hopefully he'll wear some sort of Luigi hat or something.
Iwata's got Luigi hat, like, cornered, though.
That's true. Yeah. In the last one, when there were so many Luigis.
Oh, that was a very strange moment. Favorite. I did enjoy
I
it.
I that.
So I got pretty specific with... Oh, go ahead. You go first.
No, I mean, I still think it's going to be the Luigi hat because it's still the of Luigi.
Sam's are always the best. I can't wait to hear this.
What do you got?
Okay, I got a Shigeru Miyamoto will demonstrate a Mario U gamepad feature, and it will appear to work perfectly on the pre-recorded video because, you know, his demonstrations haven't gone so well in the past.
Yep.
He will have Pikmin in his pockets, possibly invisible to the audience.
Oh, very clever.
So no matter what you're going to say, you got that one right.
Yeah, he had Pikmin in his pockets.
So that's your
feature
I'll
ask
reveal?
Him after the show if we get an interview. I'll say, did you have Pikmin in your pockets during that Nintendo Direct?
I think he'll demonstrate co-op in Mario Universe where one player plays on the pad, one on the screen.
Yeah, that's something. They had to build the Wii U for a major title. They always do that. Like the Wii was built But the Wii was built for Wii Sports and for Wii Music. They always talk about it. Like, oh, you know, Miyamoto had this idea for a game, so we had to build a console to do it.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen that game yet, and I don't think it was Nintendo Land.
No.
So I'm hoping Mario.
Mario
U
it's
is...
It's usually Mario, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, or Zelda. I mean, a map and
Zelda.
Stuff.
Yeah,
be
yeah.
Like why
well, those seem like such obvious choices, though.
I hope
it's used in a really cool way in Mario U.
I don't think they built this game for a specific game like they did in the past. I think this one was built as a commodity platform where the tablet lets you do all these things you couldn't easily do on a game console before. I do think they had high aspirations that this would become your remote control and do something special. And I think that is probably lessened now in that, you know, everybody else has moved equal with it, that it didn't really take off as a remote kind of TV viewing experience on the pad. So, but I have a feeling it wasn't designed specifically for a game.
What's exciting for me, and I want
the DS has two screens.
Yeah,
right?
What I want them to talk about is how they're sort of merging the console and portable experiences, because it has the two screens, like the DS. Yeah. You know, it's sort
That's
of the
theme.
Tablet itself is more portable. So I want to see more about that, more how it can connect with the 3DS.
Mm-hmm. So
Smash Bros.
One,
that's a perfect.
We ask this one every year. This is Nintendo. This year said they're going to have a series of Nintendo Directs. They've really only announced one. They're going to have a Pokemon panel, but that's not a Nintendo Direct.
No.
So I would say, and I was right about the other Direct happening during E3 too. Rich is totally wrong about that. Let me just point that out.
We all knew he was. We all told him he was.
Yeah. But yeah, they're having it during E3. I bet they'll have another one. Mm-hmm. And they always have a late conference surprise. We call it the late conference Nintendo surprise. 1 year is Smash Brothers. 1 year is Skyward Sword. This year, what do you think it'll be?
I think it's going to be something Zelda-related. I don't think they're going to show it in the Direct because I don't think they're far enough along, but I imagine as the post-surprise, it's going to be a logo, an image, much like Skyward Sword, which is just a glimpse to show you we are actively working on this.
I think they are going to show Smash Brothers as part of the other stream, and then they're going to use the late conference surprise for character unveils, and I think they're going to...
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, I mean, this is it's a Namco game, right? Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to show Pac-Man, Naruto, maybe Cosmos, and maybe announce, too, that the game has Namco, Sega, and Capcom characters in it.
Cosmos is in King of the Cosmos from Katamari Damashii.
Cosmos.
I'd like to draw attention to my Pikachu flag. That took me a very long time.
Oh, beautiful.
The rest of my town's pretty lame, though, next to Audrey's.
What's your late conference surprise, Kizza?
I actually couldn't think of one.
Okay.
You can skip me.
It's fine. I said very early in the morning on Thursday, because you know it's going to be early in the morning and a surprise.
Yeah.
Nintendo Direct will announce a redesigned 3DS and debut New Super Mario Bros. 3 for 3DS.
What do you think it's going to be? Just
I think it's just going to be a sleeker, better battery version of the smaller one.
Ooh. You know the surprise I want, finally, and I say this every year, is Donkey Kong Construction Kit.
Oh, yeah.
I want a 3DS game where you make your own Donkey Kong levels
based on
the old tile set. Come on!
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That is perfect for touchscreens, right?
Yeah,
creating
yeah.
levels in a 2D game. Either do it with Donkey Kong
and
with
the
Mario
tiles are
and
so
just
simple.
Let people share that stuff.
I still want Mario Paint for Wii U. Can you imagine how perfect that would be with the tablet?
Let me build Mario or Donkey Kong levels, please.
Mario Paint.
And share them, Little Big Planet style.
Who is the new Smash Brothers character is our question number 5.
Pac-Man, sorry.
KK Slider.
Oh, I hate anthropomorphic
Pac-Man. It is
going to
be Pac-Man.
He's
Guys,
scary.
It's
going to
be lame Pac-Man with legs and arms. He's going to look stupid, but then there will be a Pac-Man power-up who comes through and does something like classic Pac-Man to make Sam happy.
I said Mega Man, then Sad Face, because I know it's not happening, but really I think it's going to be Crom.
Crom? Okay.
From Fire
That's
Emblem.
From
and
Fire
I put hearts
Emblem.
Around his name, because he's my husband.
Yeah, I saw it in your pictures, too. I saw it in your Animal Crossing pictures. You drawn all these banners of Crom and you kissing.
But Sam, I didn't know you were looking around them so thoroughly.
Audrey,
these are all
your
lies.
Your tone is amazing.
They're lying.
Kezza, Who do you got for the new Smash Bros.
KK
character?
Slider.
KK.
Yeah, I think KK Slider.
That would be amazing.
He'll come in and beat people around with his
And KK would stand for Kit Cass. Kick Ass Slider.
I thought Nook would be great, and he could fight with like a shovel and a.
Nook would be pretty
good.
Nook
is a pacifist, though.
Yeah,
but
he
you
is.
Don't know. KK Slider's past.
You haven't seen what happens
cultural.
If you don't pay your
bills. He is a pacifist. Yeah. I remember like one of the things. In early GameCube 1, he's like, what's up with all this war, man?
Yeah.
That's like one of the questions. Or
no,
one
he's
of
a hippie.
Takes.
He's a hippie.
I have Mona from WarioWare, and she throws pizzas.
Oh, that would be so cool.
There's got to be a WarioWare character. It's going to be Ashley or Mona or...
Yeah.
Well, there is Wario.
But it's not the cel-shaded Wario.
All right.
That'd be cool, though. Our final question is not... yeah. Okay. What GameCube peripheral will be shown for any system?
I said it's going to be a new balance board for Wii U.
Wow, if they
exciting,
redesigned the balance board, it'd be silly.
Yeah.
That's the this is the lamest upgrade for your town that you can get, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What is
I
oh.
saw,
you,
I saw a
really
Luigi one.
It doesn't really look like that. I thought that was just the
It's a cutout standee.
One.
I think that detracts from your town rating, too, which is funny.
Really?
Does it?
Yeah. I know. I've seen
I don't agree with you.
I've visited a lot
some are negative.
I've
what
visited
is the
a lot of Japanese towns, and I know that there are a bunch of Nintendo-themed ones you
yeah,
can
I
get.
Think
like,
you
can have Nintendo's
oh, that would be really
Tingle's
cool.
body
I'd love
stuff.
To
I don't
fact,
know.
I bet there's a way to change it, because that's just blank right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it. I bought it because one of my weird townspeople requested it.
Maybe not when people are here, but I bet you can maybe talk to the front of it. Because
your character's wearing a skirt.
Yeah, can you talk to the front of it?
Yeah, I'm in my little Pikachu dress that I made. See, it's got a tail.
Sign.
Yeah, it says design sign. I bet you can change it. Because when I went to Japanese towns, there were like Tingle ones, Link ones, Mario ones.
That would
ones.
Be awesome.
For my goofy peripheral, why don't you go, Pear?
Oh, my peripheral isn't all that goofy. The price will be goofy. Okay. It'll be the official hard drive.
That'd be cute.
Okay.
Maybe
they'll
good.
Show the official. Well, you know, one of the big focus points for Nintendo is digital downloads,
yeah,
and
yeah.
we realize
yeah.
you
Especially
need a bigger hard drive.
Yeah. Because we
I'm
gave
a,
you
I'm
no
nearly
space.
Filled up on my 32
yep.
gigs on my
I'm
3DS.
I'm totally filled up on mine.
It's getting ridiculous.
I've got 3 SD cards for my 3DS.
But I have a bunch.
I kept buying 4 gig ones and then being like,
no,
no, let's just buy the bullet
work.
And buy a proper one.
I need
one.
To just get 128.
Can you still fit the whole Wii U library on a Wii U hard drive, you think? Not hard drive, but flash, whatever.
Maybe
can you fit
you
the whole Wii U library? No.
Yeah. Well, you have to
well,
have
only like 30 games.
Like first party
well, the
or
small
everything.
Esports
oh,
games,
them?
But you can't fit.
No,
no,
no
I'm talking
about
like
full games.
Look, I've
yeah,
got Monster Hunter on my Wii U. I've got Monster Hunter downloaded, and that's the whole thing. That's
all right.
It.
You could, yeah. Monster Hunter, you need to put on a hard drive, though, right? You
yeah.
Can't, yeah. So
it's like 16 gig.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I like that Batman outfit. My final my final question answer what goofy
yeah,
peripheral will be shown?
Yes.
What is it?
A neck brace that will allow you to glance at your Wii U gamepad while also playing with the Pro Controller.
Wow, this
wow.
is
it's just like have you guys seen the hand-free burgers?
Yes.
Burger
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
like
using
a piece
one right
of plastic
now.
That
here,
holds a burger in front of your face.
Come
I
here,
think it's in Spain. It's probably invented in Germany, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's really? Efficient.
It is very efficient, but Germans don't eat burgers.
Well,
what
they
do.
They eat them
here?
In cans.
Oh,
I've seen them.
Like sausages, yes. We have sausage holders.
Do they eat
holders.
Sausage burgers? Do they ever put them
I don't like where this is going.
Bread?
But,
okay.
Hey, it's Cap'n, our favorite Kappa.
Yeah, so this is my favorite part of all
oh,
of Animal Crossing ever.
You get to see his family in this one.
You
and
do.
He sings to you.
Yeah, you go out to the tropical island. And on the tropical island is really helpful for me, and we can all talk about how we feel about this. But I don't time travel. I haven't changed my date or time once. And I've been doing that as an experiment so we can talk about it and share our experiences. And it's actually really fun in this game. Before, I was like forced to because it got so boring if you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much to do. It's been great. And plus, you can go to the island and collect bugs and fish.
That's where you get the big bells. Go to the
yeah.
tropical island after 9 p.m. and there will be tons of beetles, tons of sharks.
But and more importantly, it's always July there.
Get
so while I was
yeah,
stuck
yeah.
in May, I was always able to go and get July stuff.
Boat.
And there's so much stuff out
and
in July.
And before you're able to get foreign fruit from other towns, you can get tropical fruit there, which sells for a lot.
You can get all the fruit on the tropical islands too. Like because you can go play
fruit.
Certain games. So there's mini games on tropical islands and they take place and stuff. And you can go out to the tropical island and just collect fruit and bring it back in the mini game. Like,
yeah,
you're allowed
yeah.
to bring stuff back
and
from your
mini
games.
Like the lemons and stuff there. I didn't know they had like apples, cherries.
We enjoy
Let's see.
Salt.
Hey, do you guys know
I've
what?
Seen mangoes.
Do you guys know what to do if you ever meet a kappa in real life? How you defeat a kappa?
No.
Because I think
doesn't it die if the water gets
yeah.
on the top of its head?
It has a dent on its head that's filled with water, and so if you make it bow. like politely, hello, then the water's gone and it loses its power. Just, I figure you guys should know just in case it happens. Yeah.
See, I would have been just prepared. I would have survived.
Well, you guys are about to go to LA.
You joined this song,
they're deadly, aren't they? They're vicious.
So here's a pro tip. You can press A really rapidly here and you'll skip to the tropical island. That's the first
cheat
I've discovered.
But don't do it the first time because his songs are kind of amusing.
Yeah. His songs are amazing.
But did you hear my joke about Tanukis?
No.
How do you take out? How do you take down a Tanuki?
Huh.
You kick it, and it's giant exposed nuts. Okay. And speaking of giant exposed Tanuki nuts, Craig Way, there's a giant exposed Tanuki with nuts in this game. Yeah,
yeah
the statue.
There is.
Yeah, it's the second game we've played on this podcast that has a Tanuki with giant nuts.
What's
It was what's the game you really like on the
Goemon?
Yeah, Goemon.
Goemon has lots of Tanukis and lots of nuts. Yeah. Very nice.
I'm handing Keza's his 3DS off to Pear.
Oh, God.
Who's never played this game because Keza has to duck out. And we should really wrap this up soon, too. But I do want to show you guys the tropical island before we go. And I got to say, this E3 is going to be probably the best one ever. Maybe not so for Nintendo because they're you know, already announced their new console and stuff. But honestly, like, maybe games are more important than a console. And maybe we'll see a lot of games and it'll be great.
Ooh, look at that. Honeywise is so happy.
So I was wondering if your tropical island would be different than mine, but it doesn't look like it at this point.
That's different than mine because she has coconuts. I have bananas out there.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah.
I have bananas and mangoes.
But you can plant whatever you want, too.
Yeah, yeah.
This is also another pro tip is to go to your tropical island, play mini games, and just collect a bunch of flowers.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you said to Sam to chop down one of your trees, right?
Yeah, whoa, if you chop down fruit? A tree in your tropical island, you'll get the longhorn beetle.
One of the palm
stump.
Trees or one of the regular
this
ones?
This has
in either one is fine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Durians. You know, the one thing about Animal Crossing, I always hope it gets... I'm hoping it will get eventually more interactive to the point where you can walk into the water. I always felt like that.
Are you
that
seeing what's going on
thing.
The screen right now?
No, like, look at me walking around, right, at the island. When you get to the edge of the ocean, you can't walk in, right?
A, I know can. You can. You press A and you walk in.
Yeah, but it
you don't have a wetsuit on, is the
problem. Okay.
Your
never mind
what he's doing. He has a wetsuit.
Oh.
Your clothes would get all wet right now.
So there's a new collection set. He's getting them right now, and you can see shadows out in the water, and you go... dive down for them. In Japan, this collection set's called Seafood. Here, it's called either... We can't really figure out what it's called. Sea creatures, diving stuff. There's one back there.
So you need a wetsuit, and then you can just walk in.
Yeah, you can walk in. And here's something cool. You won't get a wetsuit till later in the game.
You get it from the island.
Yeah, you get it from the island, but if it's not... Oh, that's a rare one. If it's not for sale on the island, you can actually borrow this from that gyroid on the island and just go diving whenever you want. There's a lot of stuff to get.
I'm gonna run through all these flowers. Just
have you seen what happens at the edge of reality?
No.
There's just a red line that says you can't go past it. But you can swim out way out to the edge of your
that's awesome.
Your ocean around.
Are things on the island persistent?
That's
so
funny,
if I
actually have an
oh yeah,
if I mess up Keza's island, she'll see the benefits of my visit. Oh,
There it is, the edge of Animal Crossing reality. What's on the other side? Somebody
it's
else's
like
town?
Truman Show. You can't really go there. It's just a wall.
It's just Animal Crossing towns all the way down.
Exactly.
Do you think leaving one tree is enough for Keza, or should I take them all out?
Dig holes everywhere, too.
Ooh. Oh, you got stung by a jellyfish. And on that note, we should really wrap this up, because we have a lot of E3 coverage to get to, and we'll play more Animal Crossing for sure. But we wanted to give you a little taste of our towns and also talk about E3 a little bit before we all leave. We're actually packing up this room. We're all sitting in a tiny room, packing up, taking out E3 so we can bring you awesome live coverage down there.
Very cool.
And we're going to be showing a lot of Nintendo games on the E3 live show. So after the Nintendo Direct, we're going to go play a bunch of games, and then we're going to bring people over from Nintendo with special guests. And they will sit down with us and play games live on IGN.com.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
That's on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo games throughout that time. We will be playing games like Smash Brothers.
Yep.
Exactly.
And you'll hear plenty from us.
Yep. And you'll get to see us playing those, and we'll talk about them. And you
then
send
you
us
can
questions
go play them at Best Buy, maybe.
Yeah, there's and maybe you can play them at Best Buy. I'm wondering... You know, which games you can.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's
and they're
really
only
cool.
at certain locations.
You know what? Yeah, what would be awesome if you guys do get to play some of the games at Best Buy, write a blog on IGN and hit us up. And, you know, if you have some awesome impressions, we'll post them.
Yep. And if you can just email submissions@IGN.com anytime you write a blog on IGN. And, you know, we'll give you the same treatment we give an editor here. We'll give you some credits. And I can't believe you're messing
up. You're
our
never town. Coming to my town again, Brendan. This is what you do to Keza's.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up. So, see you at E3.
Bye. Bye, Googling.
Thanks for a good one.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.